Hello, my name is Lee, and I'm a researcher at the VA Ann Arbor Healthcare System. And as you just heard in Dr. Duffy's presentation, we implemented the tobacco tactics program in three VAs over the last few years, and several sub-projects resulted from that study, and I'm going to present on one of those today. And I have no financial relationships to disclose in this presentation. So we worked with a great group of people at the VA, including the PI, Sonia Duffy, as well as personnel from the research department, nursing, administration, and pharmacy. So it was a very collaborative effort. Just some background on tobacco. Tobacco use is the single most preventable cause of disease, disability, and death in the U.S. More than 126 million non-smoking Americans are regularly exposed to environmental tobacco smoke, which causes serious disease and death in non-smoking adults and children. And each year, an estimated 3,000 non-smoking Americans die from lung disease, and more than 46,000 die of heart disease. So in 1992, the Joint Commission enacted a standard that prohibited indoor smoking in hospitals. By 2000, almost 96% of hospitals met the first Joint Commission smoking ban. And then by February of 2008, more than 45% of these hospitals had adopted a smoke-free campus, and then another 15% were actively pursuing the adoption of a smoke-free campus policy, which prohibits smoking anywhere on facility premises, including outdoor areas such as entranceways, grounds, and parking areas. So smoking rates are high among veterans, but they have decreased over the years from about 33% to 22.2%. However, the rates are still high among returning Operation Iraqi Freedom and Operation Enduring Freedom veterans, particularly among those who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. 25% to 40% of veterans have a mental illness, and we know that these veterans smoke at nearly twice the rate of people without mental health disorders. They smoke more heavily, and they have lower quit rates. So VA healthcare facilities have had a smoke-free policy since 1991. And then in 1992, as Sonia was saying, Congress passed a public law which required VA hospitals to provide smoking shelters for veterans. These areas could be in a detached building from the hospital, and they had to have appropriate heating and air conditioning. In 1997, an executive order established a policy whereby the VA had to provide smoking shelters for employees as well, employees and visitors. So as a result, staff, patients, and visitors often congregate in these shelters, and they smoke together, and this results in unhealthy role modeling behaviors. So a few years ago, like we were talking about, we implemented this tobacco tactics study, and one of the implementation strategies that we employed was identifying a nurse champion from each inpatient unit. And these nurse champions met on a monthly basis to kind of talk about barriers and facilitators to implementing the program. And so in 2007, a group of these champions got together and decided that they wanted to see if they could take our VA toward the smoke-free campus. So they met with different groups in the hospital, such as administration, engineering, police, facilities management. And since there was informal feedback that staff smokers were resistant to the idea of moving toward a smoke-free policy, the group kind of wanted to get feedback from everyone and see, you know, what their thoughts were. So we decided to do a survey of the staff. So the purpose of this study was to describe staff attitudes regarding making the VA hospital a smoke-free campus, except for the mandated smoking shelters. So we conducted a cross-sectional survey with a convenient sample of clinical and non-clinical staff at the Ann Arbor VA. Of the 1,740 possible staff, 397 returned the survey. And so this response rate of 23% is pretty consistent with other large-scale hospital staff survey studies. Participants were allowed to write in comments on their survey, and we received human studies approval from the Ann Arbor VA. So the survey was made available on a website that we had, and we also distributed hard copies to the units. We placed a locked box in the atrium of the VA so staff could return the survey. Two reminder emails were sent to all staff, and we also publicized the survey in the facility newsletter. So our independent variables were staff demographics and a few tobacco use status questions. And then we had three dependent variables. The first was the favorability of the facility becoming tobacco-free. The second was the importance of relocating the smoking shelters, and the third was the importance of offering employees assistance to quit smoking. So descriptive statistics were generated for each independent variable. Chi-square tests and Spearman correlation coefficients were used to examine the relationships among the independent variables. And then after dichotomizing the responses, multivariate logistic regression models were conducted among the dependent variables. And write-in comments were categorized by two independent reviewers who then got together to determine the final categories. This slide just shows a description of the sample, and I will go through it briefly. So over 50% of the sample were never smokers. Over 50% were never smokers. 60% of the sample was over the age of 44. Most were female and white. And 40% had a high school degree and or some college. 20% had a four-year college degree, and then 40% had more than a four-year college degree. And then just under half were non-direct care professionals, who are people like administrators, researchers, police, housekeeping. And then just under another half were direct care professionals, who are physicians, nurses, social workers, things like that. So over 75% of the sample felt favorable or very favorable about the Ann Arbor VA becoming a tobacco-free campus. Almost 62% thought it was important or very important to relocate the smoking shelters. And then over 70% thought it was important or very important to offer employees assistance to quit smoking. So this slide shows that non-smokers and former smokers were more likely to be in favor of the facility becoming tobacco-free than current smokers. And likewise, they were more likely to feel that it was important to relocate the shelters and to offer employees assistance to quit smoking than current smokers. So the 45 to 54 age group was more likely than the under 35 age group to be in favor of the facility going smoke-free. Females were more likely than males to be in favor of the facility going smoke-free, feeling that it was important to relocate the shelters and relocate the shelters. And then those with a graduate degree were more likely than those with a lower amount of education to be in favor of becoming tobacco-free and offering assistance to quit smoking. So participants were allowed to write in comments on the survey. And in general, comments were in favor of the hospital moving toward a smoke-free campus. So one person wrote, "I believe it is high time that VA went smoke-free. We are desperately lagging behind the private sector, and VA should not only relocate the smoking shelters, but do away with them completely. That public law needs to catch up with the times. Congress needs to end this detriment to public health, not enable it. We are a healthcare facility, for heaven's sake." So the most common set of comments were related to smoking at the hospital entrance. So somebody wrote, "It would be nice if the smoking shelter was not located at an entrance so that all of us are not exposed to cigarette smoke when we walk into the hospital." The second most common set of comments was related to the need to enforce the current policies. Regardless of the big no smoking sign in the front of the hospital, the patients seem to disregard that sign and continue to smoke in the area, which causes me to walk in the middle of the street in order to avoid the smoke. There is no consideration being shown. There was also comments made about freedom and smoking being a personal choice, particularly by veteran employees. So someone said, "If someone wants to smoke, it is their business and not the organization's. It smacks of big brotherness to me, and I have never smoked." And then there was also a few other comments about equating regulating smoking with regulating food choices, so like figuring out, you know, what can be offered in vending machines or the cafeteria. And then also the loss of productivity as employees now have to leave the grounds to smoke. So as you can see, that there is polarization among VA employees on the issue of taking the VA towards a smoke-free campus. On one hand, there's concern about maintaining personal rights to smoke. And then on the other hand, there's concern about the rights of non-smokers to enjoy a smoke-free environment. Studies have shown that the anticipated resistance to smoke-free policies is actually much greater than actual resistance. And actual costs of implementing smoke-free policies 10 to 50% of the expected cost. And one study found that 5 years after implementation, there were significant decreases in staff perception of exposure to environmental tobacco smoke and actually staff compliance with the policy increased over time. So many hospitals are adopting smoke-free campus policies out of concern for patient, employee, and visitor health and safety. And there are a number of ways where hospitals can promote healthy environments with smoking control policies, such as removing the shelters from premises and also moving shelters farther away from hospital entrances. And in this study, we found that there was substantial support for relocating smoking shelters and enforcing current policies. We also found that there was substantial support for offering employees assistance to quit smoking. And while most VAs have offered behavioral counseling to employees, a 2010 directive then made it possible for employees to receive free nicotine replacement therapy if they're interested in quitting smoking. So in this study, we found that non-smokers were in favor of offering employees cessation services, while the smokers themselves were less interested in these services. Younger age was also related to greater support. Research has shown that younger age is related to greater support of smoking bans. However, in this study, we found it was actually the older smokers who were more in favor of a smoking ban. And one reason we were thinking is that it's perhaps these employees who are older, they may already be experiencing consequences of smoking and thus would be more in favor of a smoking policy. So the majority of the sample was female, and out of these, many of them were nurses. And so nurses may be in favor of smoking bans because they care for veterans who are suffering from these smoking-related comorbidities. And most of the sample, again, had at least some college or more, and this is consistent with the literature, which shows that those who are more educated were in favor of a smoke-free environment. There were several limitations to the study. The first was that it was a cross-sectional survey, which didn't take into account changes over time. And then the second was the relatively low response rate of 23%. But we feel that the 23% who actually did take the time to fill out the survey were more likely to have strong feelings on one side or the other. So we feel like we got a good representation. So in conclusion, the majority of employees supported enforcing a smoke-free campus, relocating the shelters, and offering employees assistance to quit smoking. Yet the write-in comments reveal that the VA faces some unique challenges if they were to move forward with something like this, particularly related to the freedom and rights of veteran employees to smoke, as well as productivity issues if staff have to now leave the campus to smoke. So keeping in mind these concerns, the VA needs to proceed with instituting policies that, within the confines of the law, reduce smoking on VA campuses. And then finally, in this past May, the VA in Ann Arbor instituted a new smoking policy. And while we're not exactly sure if it's based on our study, we would like to think that we kind of had some effect in the decision-making process, but effective May 1st, employees and veterans are no longer allowed to smoke together. So we have a separate smoking shelter for employees, and we have a separate shelter now for patients, which is actually detached from the hospital now. Before it was like kind of attached to the emergency room. Now it's like fully removed. And then the other policy now is that inpatients are not allowed to leave their units to smoke anymore when they're in the hospital. And this slide just shows a few different tools and resources that we have available at our VA. We have different smoking cessation groups. We have those tobacco tactics books that Sonia was talking about. There's a relaxation cart and then volunteer quitting coaches. So just want to thank the staff that participated in this study as well.